Oh, Gilbert, ano bang ano?
Okay. Can we give everyone a round of applause and as we start getting back to our seats? So balik tayo sa teaching mode. Yeah. Kathleen, favor, can we provide ano lang, a sheet, a fresh sheet for everyone? Yeah. May fresh sheet lang tayo doon. Si Kathleen pala, she's volunteering, helping sa VMA. Bigyan naman natin ng round of applause si Kathleen. Yan. Si Kat. Okay. Yeah, this is something that I know, I don't know if we're all thinking about as leaders. Through the course of our stay in the ministry, some of us are volunteers. Volunteers, but yeah. But don't think, I hope, that because you're not hired full-time, that you're not really leading the ministry. But really, you are. We are. And this is something that I hope is on our minds as leaders. And hopefully, we can get the people we're raising up as leaders to think like this as well. So it's... this is going to be short. It's something about replacing busyness for visioning. Sometimes, kasi sa ministry, when there's so much to do during the course of the week. Sometimes, kulang ang 7 days or 6 days. Pagdating ng Saturday, sobrang kinakain na yung oras natin sa preparation. Sunday, laspag tayo, tas Monday, hihinga lang tayo, papahinga yung katawan, and then Tuesday, start the grind. Mas lalo na sa mga nag-volunteer because pahinga natin Saturday, Sunday, and you're part of the grind. And but if we have this, or we think about this, this will help us actually be more efficient, be more effective as leaders and as ministers. Just a few talking points lang. I will not really get into the nitty-gritty of vision casting. You know this. Vision casting is important, but a couple of things lang that I want us to really rally behind. It's we're leaders and we're not managers. What is the difference between a leader and a manager? Because managers react to the day-to-day and managers react to the present. When we manage and we start getting into the mold of just reacting to what needs to get done, kulang ang cords, walang tao sa ganito, ayaw ni pastor ng ganitong song, I need to find a special number. When we get lost in all the busyness of doing, managing the ministry, we're not actually leading. Because when we want to lead the ministry, we're doing that, but we're also looking ahead. We're also looking into the future. Because as leaders, we're the only ones who really should be looking first, hindi lang only once, but we're the first to look into the future. What does this ministry look like a year from now? How big do we want to get a year from now? We as a staff, we think about that as a church. Today we're 1,000 big. Next year we're believing to grow 1,000. One, 1,000, 1,500 or 2,000 to double. And in the ministry, hindi realistic for us yon. But somehow we can peg a figure. Hopefully we're this many. Or right now, the ratio of men to women is like 8 women to 2 men. Maybe next year we can make it 4 men or 5 men, 5 women. Lalaki yung ratio, those things. If we don't think about those things in the ministry today, it will not probably happen tomorrow. And we will have more problems next year because nobody's planning for it today. Nobody's looking for it today. And again, I said, vision, one of the best definitions of vision is by Bill Hybels. Anyone know this? Vision is a picture of the future that produces passion in people. It's a picture. You know what it looks like. And you're communicating that to our people, to your people, the people that we're leading. You need to get excited, because if this is just a picture and you're just communicating, no action will come from it. So passion, us communicating, rallying, and transferring that, imparting that to our people, that's our job as leaders. We need to look at the picture and get excited. That's where it is. Remember when the Israelites were about to move to the promised land, nagpadala si Moses ng spice boys. Padala siya ng spice. And two of those who came back gave a good report. The 8, negative. Lalaking giants, mga anak ni paing giant. Ganon, di ba? Yun yung sinasabi nilang picture. But these two guys painted the picture of the future. This is ours. Makiganting yun. Wala. Hindi makayukop. Pipilayan lang natin. Talo natin yun. They were trying to paint the picture of the God's promise to the Israelite people. And eventually, they conquered the promised land, and they were able to enter the promised land. Vision. There has to be a picture, and you need to be excited about it, and you need to rally our people to that vision. Another definition of a leader with a vision from Dave Kraft: what defines a leader is his preoccupation with the future. These are two different guys. A leader constantly thinks about the future, not just once a year during the strategic planning. It's every time he thinks about work. What does the future look like? He is a leader if and only if he's able to rally others to the better future he sees. Obviously, every year we get swamped with so many things to do. By the end of the year, nakapagod ang year na to. Diba? Like in U Belt, we just almost hit 10,000 peak namin this year. And 2 years before that, it was nowhere close to that number. So we added more people. We had to produce more volunteers, all this and all that. Thankfully, hindi na kami nag-add ng service. But if we're not thinking about next year, this number will not go any lower in Jesus' name. It has to go higher. If you want a better future, we need to constantly be thinking about what will that look like? How many am I going to be leading next year? How many leaders do I need to raise up by next year? And remember, leaders don't raise themselves, they don't get raised up by themselves. And programs will not raise leaders. It's people who raise other leaders. It's people who raise leaders, and that's us. And that's you. That needs to be part of the things that we think about. As someone who's leading a ministry, who are the leaders am I seeing for next year? How many leaders do I want? Team leaders, worship leaders, admin leaders, all the training leaders, different kinds of leaders that need to be thought about today so that next year it will happen. They will be raised up and they will help us do the work. That hindi tayo na overwhelmed. That we'll have more time creating music. Creating music, leading worship, thinking about ways to make the worship better. Pinagpe-pray niya. Yan yung prayer niya. Make more music. And again, as leaders, yung sa atin, admin staff ang tawag. Sa inyo pala. Admin staff, di ba? Admin staff. But don't be put in a box that I'm just an admin. I'm part of an organization. But really, we're all spiritual leaders. And another job of a spiritual leader, but really, it's all the same. We're leading people. But they're moving people to where God wants them to go. It's moving people to God's agenda. That's a spiritual leader. And to do that, we need to know, where am I going to take them? Where is God taking these people? So we need to see the future. what's God's future for this team or for this guy, for this leader? What role do I have to move him from where he is right now and where God is taking him, where God is leading him? Well, the place, that's us. That's our job to lead them. Because when we don't have a clear picture of the future, we don't articulate, communicate, talk about, and really get excited and rally the future, our people will get exasperated. What am I doing this for? Why am I getting tired? I volunteered 3 times a month. Last month, 4 times. That's next month, ina-ask na naman ako, mag-double service na naman. Why am I doing this? If there is no future that they are looking at, they will get burned out. We will get burned out. We will just be running on empty, and that's not what we want. That's why we can be busy, but we can be busy for the wrong things. So this will hopefully is something that will not add more things for us to do, but it will help us do what we do better. And part of casting that vision, part of visioning is communicating clarity. And we're going to have a small exercise before we go on a break. Clarity, what is clarity? We're going through this book by Patrick Lencioni, The Advantage. And to put it in a nutshell, it's really a book about organizational health. What makes an organization healthy? Parang sinasabi niya, do we hire the most intelligent people on earth to make the best organization? Or is it creating a healthy organization with average intelligence people? Clearly, in this room, we're all intelligent in our minds. But sa nakita niya, it's not the most intelligent people that make for a healthy organization. And what he found out, the healthiest organizations na nakita niya, is that there is a clarity in this organization. They know why they exist, they know what they're all about and what they need to do. And this is a really big and a long discussion, but quickly lang, tayo sa Victory, as every nation, this is why we exist. We exist to honor God by establishing spirit-empowered, socially responsible, Christ-centered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. So that's what we're all about. That's why we exist. And 4 things about how we behave. How do we behave? Do we act on impulse? Is it because we have a set of rules? We're all about 4 things. We're missional. We have a mission. We're relational. We're all about people. We're all about relationships. We're spiritual. Kailangan maging godly. And lastly, we're also professional. So there's this balance. Or missional, we're goal-oriented, but people are important. And then we want to be professional. We want to work the way professional people do, but we're also spiritual. We know that we're powered by God's Spirit. It's not just by sheer talent and by force. So knowing those 4 things, I want to center on how we need to create clarity. So I don't know if there was a point in your ministry, because sa akin, sadly, toward the end of my stay in the music team, I used to be the music director of U-Belt. Now I've transitioned to pastoring. Tsaka ko lang ito naisip. Nakatsaka ko lang na grab on tong casting the vision to people. And now si Julius is taking over, and he also has this now. My question for all of us today is, what is your vision for the ministry that God has entrusted to you? Is there something that you communicate to the people you're leading about a picture of the future, that this is our future, this is our goal, this is what we're all about? Meron ba tayo nun? maybe part of the frustration why some people are so hard to ask or parang ang hirap nilang ba't di nag-grow tong taong to or parang ganito at ganito na lang lagi paulit-ulit ang issues ng tao na to, maybe they're not seeing the future, maybe they're not getting excited of about where they're going. It's like taking your kids out on a trip. If you don't tell them what's ahead at the finish line, what you'll get are just angry little kids. Are we there yet? I'm tired. I'm bored. Let's go home. You'll get whiny, bratty kids throughout your trip from personal experience. But if you keep reminding them, we're going to a great place. There will be donuts. There will be food. There will be rides. It will be fun. You know, that will get them excited. But we're not just leading kids. We're also leading adults. So it takes more than just getting them excited about donuts. That will make this work. So what I usually do for people that I'm praying to lead as leaders, this is just ano lang to, tip of the iceberg, but really boils down to us. What is our personal vision for ourselves? What is God's vision for my life? What is God's vision for my spouse, for my marriage? What is God's vision for my children? What is my vision for my ministry, for my work? It boils down to my personal vision to the ministry vision. But today, what we'll do is just to craft just a vision for the ministry. And then you, on your own personal time, you think about your personal vision. But can we craft something for the ministry that God has entrusted to you? What are you seeing in that ministry for godly men and women to be raised up, to lead other men, things like that? What I came up with for Victory U-Belt before was to honor God by leading God's people through Christ-centered worship. It can be as short as that. But I know it will evolve over time. It will get bigger. It will get longer. It can be more specific. So in the next 8 minutes, can we just sit down and maybe, if you need more time, baka 10 minutes na lang, and then probably we can end. Let's create something. Let's create a vision statement for our ministry, tayo as leaders. And it's not just the one vision that you will write down today and forget about it, but it's the vision that you know that you can communicate to your volunteers. Guys, and get a word. Get a verse. I don't know, but ask God, Lord, what is your vision for this ministry in Alabang? What is the vision of God for the music team in Alabang? It can be that specific in where you are. And I hope you think about, is this a missional vision? Is this a relational vision? Are people important in this vision? Is this a spiritual vision? Is this God anointed? Or is this also professional? Meron ba tong parang excellence involved in when I communicate this vision? So I'll give you the next 10 minutes to do this. If you need more time, let me know. Ayan. The sheet of paper is there, huh? Per church. Yung where you are. Yung sa inyo. Okay. Kung meron na kayo, great. Kung meron na kayo, great. And then you'll share it with us later. Pag wala kayong vision statement, walang pizza. Walang pizza. Iyan! Double. Pampagana. Ayun. Okay, get your mic.
Lulu, the mic test. Yung vision kasi for me is something that's so big na it's like a dream. Kasi if it's smaller than that, it's doable. Na wala nang part si God in it. Diba? It's like a strategy already. So, like for example, yung kids ministry itself, the vision of kids ministry is to see a nation that is free of corruption, free of yung ilog Pasig malinis, something like that. And yun yung pinaka that drives the volunteers to when they get the vision, yun yung magda-drive sa kanila to kahit na pagod sila. Kasi may one of our statement is ministry saying is whatever it takes. That's why we do whatever it takes for the yung mga bata. We plant because they will be the next generation who will be the next leaders who will somehow fulfill the vision that we have. Parang ganun. So parang ganun. The vision should be big. It's a dream. Parang ganun. So yung parang it's a statement. It's like a mission statement. What you said. So what's parang ano ba tawag nito? So what are we going to do? A mission statement or a vision?
Okay. Like what I said, it's something you can communicate to your volunteers and they can rally behind it. So it's a picture. You're painting a picture for them. But kung gusto nating mas specific for next year, for itong year na dadating, what is your vision for the ministry? More than just setting a goal. Maganda rin yung sinabi mo na aim high, aim big. Pero what we want is something that they know they can really accomplish. Probably in a year's time. Parang it's a goal, but it's really a picture that they can be passionate about. What will this ministry look like that we're leading God's people to be lovers of Jesus or something like that? But hindi lang naman yon. But really, we're not just about singing songs, but we're about also raising leaders. So something like that that you can incorporate in a short sentence or two. Meron ka na. Sige. Sige, kung kailangan nyo ng inspiration, pwede na tayong you can help yourselves.
Sila Ray pa yata, hindi pa nakakatikim ng pizza. Medyo intense yung team Alabang eh. Ano talaga? In the zone.
Okay. I think we have enough time. Meron na tayo. Sige. Ready na tayo mag-share. Let's just go around, share this vision that you have for your ministry. Give us a little context why that's the picture that we're painting for our people. Sige. Can I call on si Jay of Victory Fort? Can you share with us what you have? Sige. Talagang pinag-isipan mo naman kasi yan eh.
Sorry. This is actually me and my wife's personal vision.
Okay, good.
It has been in our hearts for a long time now. That's why we ended up with kids ministry. So you said naman it starts with a personal vision. So our vision is to bring our children, to bring the children to the nations to proclaim the name of the Lord through music. So yun yung vision namin. In Psalm 2:8, yun yung parang verse na that God has planted in us. Ask me of the nations and I will give it. Ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. So that's why what we're doing now. Of course, medyo it's so big na we do planting. As I said earlier, we try to plant as much as we can, or we try to cast the vision kung sino yung makasalo. Deliberate talaga for our volunteers. So when they get it, wow, they get excited. As you said, di ba, talaga naman ganun pag nakakatch nila yung vision. So, until now, yun pa rin. We want to see it come to pass. So, yun. We do strategize. We do, until we reach that goal, that vision.
So your goal is to produce worshipers that will go out into the nations as kids pa lang worship. Evangelism through music. Okay. Thank you. Who's next? Team QC. May mic tayo. Ito mic dito.
Hello. Yan. A bit of background sa QC. Because of the transitions ng everything, yung QC kasi ang daming transition to GT, to Regis, to so-and-so. Ang daming, the volunteer kind of suffered yung parang commitment kasi some people of the, parang nagkaroon ng hardships sa pag-commitments ng mga tao. So, this is what we came up with. To honor God by leading the congregation through Christ-centered worship and by establishing well-committed, well-trained, and spirit-empowered music teams led by Victory Group leading worship leaders to create an atmosphere of excellent worship experiences. One of the things sa heart ko is parang I want every worship leader or every band leader na nagli-lead talaga ng Victory Group. Kasi it's gonna translate even to the worship na everything is funneled through discipleship. Just three things that we want, parang gusto namin sa mga tao is well-committed sila, well-trained, and spirit-empowered. Tapos, every worship leader is a Victory Group leader. So,
yeah, that's as specific as you can get. That's a great start. And, ano naman yan eh, kind of evolves then from time to time. So that's why it's just not our vision. So that's a great start. So just get your team involved. That's where you get the buy-in. Eh? If they feel that we're part of this and we get to, then you're on your way. So by next year, that's how you see, are we hitting our vision? May Victory Group ba ito? Nagli-lead ba ito? Mga Victory Group, mga worship leaders natin. Because really, they're not just song leaders. They're real leaders. That's what we want. So, thank you. Next. Team Ortigas.
Actually, yung amin din similar with QC. Every music minister is a disciple maker. So to explain more, I want to pass this mic to Mike Manahan.
Galing. Ang ganda na, dami. Malaman na.
Pinasa pa rin sa akin. Kalo ko naman. So that's it.
Baka iba yung sabihin ko eh.
Hindi, tama. Yung context.
Kailangan pareho tayo.
Okay, kasi there was a time, of course, back in the day when we were having, not everybody was part of a Victory Group. So by the grace of God, and we addressed that. We really did our best. We did our part, and we believe it's still God's grace that enabled it to happen. All our 150 volunteers, 55 volunteers, they're all plugged into a small group na. Most of them are part of, in the group then of the team. So, okay na, di ba? So kami ni Jam, we're like, parang nag-enjoy kami. Parang, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Ganyan. Biglang hit us. Parang, hey, you're resting on your laurels, di ba? Parang Jam was telling me how hard it was and how it was before. It wasn't that easy. It's not that easy kasi talaga to get everybody on the same page when it comes to having a Victory Group. So, biglang it hit us. Like, we were driving and then we're, after just enjoying that moment of, ano, lahat na may Victory. Biglang, teka, di ba?
It's a moving target.
It's a moving target. So God used that to spur us to go the next level. And that is to enable them, to empower them, to help them get empowered, to make disciples. Now, what that does is, of course, it fulfills the Great Commission. That's the ultimate goal. That's where we all want to do, and we believe by just making sure that. Because the next question is, how do we do that, right? I mean, it sounds like a good vision, but just like what I understand, what Jay was talking about, you know, when a vision needs to be something in between impossibility and reality, you know. So it sounds difficult, but the how-to, at least for now, is that in our database we've added a discipleship tracker. So now we track there if they have finished Victory Weekend. Number one, of course, that's ano na, kasi everybody's ano na. So at least nag Victory Weekend na before ka mag-serve. Okay. Second is nakapag foundations for victory ka ba? Making disciples 1.0 and training for leaders and so on and so forth. They equip plus whatever. Now, but we don't force them to do it. It's not a requirement. I think the only time that for us lang kasi we basta makapag Victory Weekend na you're okay. But then for the rest, and when we see in our database that this person hasn't really gone through this yet, that's when we push ourselves to really try and encourage that person, have one-on-ones with them, either arranged or yung tipong banggaan lang, nakita mo sa Sunday service, ah bro, by the way, ganyan, yung encourage mo. But then we launched this vision by inviting our discipleship pastor, Pastor Noel Danias, to speak to everybody. And then we launched the vision. And then after that, yun na yung database and all that. So, yeah, that's the how for now. And
for now, it's discipleship and...
Now it's every music minister, disciple maker. So at least one person, just one lang muna for now, just at least for now. But of course, without watering down the importance of a group, having leading a victory group, without doing that, but at least getting them to.
Okay. Good. Great. Great. Thank you. Anyone else?
See, Sabong.
Metro East.
For me, I wrote to honor God by raising a generation of true worshipers of Christ and become ministers of the gospel. In-include ko rito yung true worshipers because...
May fake.
May nag-pretend. Merong pumapasok ng ministry just for the sake of makatugtog or alam mo yun. And we want na, kumbaga, as they are being discipled, ma-change yung heart nila na this is really all about God. So we want to raise up that kind of worshipers. And sinulat ko rin dito, become ministers of the gospel. Parang in line din with what the others are saying about discipleship. That we are not just here to play and sing, mm-hmm. but we are here to be a minister of the gospel because it is the gospel who changes lives, that changes lives. So, not just in the, kumbaga, become a minister of the gospel through one-to-one victory group, but whenever we are on the platform, we are ministers of the gospel through music and song.
Yes,
so, we are proclaiming Jesus, who God is and what He has done. So,
okay. Good. Thank you. Exil, katabi mo na yung mic.
Sa Nova, medyo mga short term pa lang yung goals ko so far ngayon kasi the challenge for now sa Nova is sobrang bilis nung mga namin ng services and
growth.
Yeah, growth na services and actually this year yata we just have two services this year pa lang yun. And our volunteers couldn't talaga the number of our volunteers are not increasing but mm-hmm. it's decreasing.
Okay.
And to the point na actually I'm tumutugtog ako halos buong services mm-hmm. and right now for me my goal is just to cultivate a fun and loving atmosphere to attract new volunteers muna for our music team. I just want them to feel na hindi ito burden, hindi ito, and kasi sometimes parang kasi sobrang busy na nila or dati kasi parang sobrang konti parang sige line up ka ulit ngayon or next week na line up ka ulit
yes.
and then na burn out na
uh-huh.
So more of the managing those volunteers talaga to see na hindi sila ma-burn out just to see, parang maging ano lang parang more of balance of ministry and and syempre yung more important na yung work, okay, yung studies. And
what did you write down?
So actually more,
so ini-explain mo sa amin yung gusto mo isulat.
So yun nga, to really cultivate a fun and loving atmosphere and to attract new volunteers and to keep, okay, the existing ones.
So hindi mo siya ni write down.
Meron.
Wala kang ni write down.
Meron po.
You read to us what you wrote down.
Again.
Hindi ko alam kasi when nag-start, when nag-end.
Yeah, to cultivate a fun and loving atmosphere, to attract new volunteers, and syempre, to keep yung existing ones.
May syempre dun sa sinulat mo. Okay, and lastly, ganito. Sige, ganito. And, balikan ka namin. The reason why I'm asking all of us to write it down, if you don't write it down, you cannot communicate it like it is. And the picture that we want to communicate is the same picture that we're seeing in our heads. Yeah. If we're not communicating that picture, they'll get a different picture. They'll communicate a different picture. It's important to use the words. The words are intentional. They're not, ito lang yung naisip kong word ngayon, but tomorrow it might change. That's why we stick by that vision, we rally that vision, and we communicate that vision, and we pass on the passion, pass on the excitement. So balikan ka namin, bro. Think about it a little more. Write it down. Be more specific. Okay. Marv.
Check. Yun. Yeah. Actually, yung sa akin, this is actually my personal vision for the team. I believe this was given to me by God. Kasi, kasi nung going back to it, no, I mean, kasi going back to sabi ko, God, hindi ko to kayang i-procure ng mag-isa. Parang, hindi ko to kaya eh. I mean, okay, it's near impossible na maisip ko to. So, this was actually yung first time natin, just this year, and I was just in my room. So, for 3 hours ko siyang inupuan. Sabi ko, God, I need something na magpapropel sa akin, or sa, at least sa amin. Then there are several statements that na sinulat ko, but I would just like to share siguro yung major, yung three major statements. Kasi mayroong 5 na ano siya, paragraphs eh, so parang hindi lang mahaba. The first one, I think, baka alam niyo na rin to. To honor God and serve the church through passionate worship and excellent music. Yung pinaka parang quote-unquote tagline para madaling tandaan, baka oo nga, yun pala yun. But my personal vision for the church is to honor God by creating an atmosphere of Christ-centered worship wherein the church can freely engage in a passionate, explosive, and extravagant worship, and wherein the unchurched or pre-believers may know God and worship Him through the songs that we play and sing. And yung vision ko naman for the team is for them to learn how to honor God. To honor God by continuously raising worship leaders, music directors, singers, musicians, and composers, building them to be passionate and excellent worshipers who will be ready to be launched in our worship services, victory or non-victory congregations, conferences, and worship concerts, and equipping them to disciple the next generation of worshipers.
Okay. A concert na.
Yeah, actually, for personally, it's actually my heartstring na, guys. Sabi ko, one day I want to be part of that. If not me, at least my team. Yeah. And I'm actually blessed to see some of my team to be part of our conferences, si Paul and si Jam. And that's an honor for us. Kumbaga for me, parang ano yun, ano yun ang vision ko. Oh, thank you, God.
That's a win for you.
Something. And kasi sa Pasig kasi, Victory Pasig has been existing for since 1998. And I've been leading the team for like almost 3 years now. And ngayon ko lang ito na upuan talaga. Kasi parang we're just going, alam mo yun, parang yung term na para lang maisalba or para lang mairaos, parang ganoon. Yep. But when God gave me this vision, then dito ako na-realize yung desire ko na for the whole team to grasp the vision of greatness, na it's not just here, na hindi okay na, yan na yun, hindi yan yun eh. There's more, there's something more that God can give to us and can do through each and every one of us. Mm. And yung last po na statement was, to honor God by creating and building, ito po yung base sa tinuro ni Alex, Pastor Alex ba yun? Yun. By creating and building and growing a culture of family, or relationship, unity, excellence, stewardship, and fun, fueled by a passion and filled with commitment. So, yeah.
Okay. Can I just comment lang a little bit? Those are good, but those are not very portable and hard to transfer because you cannot mouth them without reading them. The great thing about the vision is even if you're not in front of your notes, you can communicate it, you can talk about it, you can tell your friend or that new guy who just got into the ministry, this is what we're all about, pang, 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 to you're a music minister and it, something like that. Yan ang bilis nun, very portable. Is there a way that you can probably incorporate them in one statement, solid, that you can rally your people and this is that they will in turn will pass and talk about it? So those are good. Very clear concerts. These are the type of people nakita ko yung itsura ng mga tao and all that. But to have them in four separate statements may not really be the best way to do it. Thank you. All right. Team Makati.
Pwede ko i-share sa iyo to. Feeling ko, ito lang din yung sinabi mo.
Eh. Yun. Adeng na adeng. Hindi siya nagjo-joke, bro.
you know, in Makati kasi, hindi na kami lumayo dun sa ano, sa vision ng worship service, the church itself, no?
Yung key standards.
Yeah. So, I think this is the keywords that you
want. Pampasig ano, pala yun, hindi lang Makati.
Pwedeng pampasig to. Have a team that is Christ-centered, Spirit-led, excellent, missional worship services and events with a family atmosphere. So, we believe naman, ano, it's all about discipleship, and discipleship is all about relationships. So, as long as that family atmosphere and that missional atmosphere is there, di ba, pagka may meeting ka, kailangan may agenda ka eh. So, in every meetings, without an agenda, you can say no to that meeting. But if there's an agenda, you're for it. You wanna be there. So, parang it's all the things that we're doing in the team, we make sure that we have an agenda, we have a mission to fulfill. So, and one of them is talagang be serious with discipleship.
Yeah, good. Okay din yung ginagawa nila, Exil, since medyo hindi mo pa talaga sure yung, you can start with the key standards. That's already been crafted for us. And they've thought about this, they've debated over this. Our leaders spent hours and hours, days to produce this. That's a great way to start. The key standards, again bro, ano ulit?
Yeah, a team that is Christ-centered, Spirit-led, excellent, missional worship services and events with the family atmosphere.
Okay, so that's just for the worship experience. That's for the what we look like as a worship music team when we're doing the worship. But what's lacking there is, that's for just the Sunday. Eh. But what's lacking there is the off days. So maybe we can tweak it a little bit to make it more with the punch for us, the discipleship component, maybe. I don't want to dictate it for you, but it's for you to really seek God and, Lord, what's for my team specifically. But it's a great start. We have no idea. That's a great picture. That's a picture that we can tell, and we need to communicate that. So now we know it, because sometimes tayo, as staff, alam natin yon. Pero if we're not talking about it, and I'll just close with that later, yung over-communication, there's no such thing as over-communicate. You cannot over-communicate something that is important. That will not produce confusion. Over-communication, it will produce clarity. So thank you, bro. Thank you. Oops. Okay. Over-talking. Next. Santa Rosa. Ladies natin sa Santa Rosa.
Ano po? To honor God, make disciple, and see the nations worship God. Using the music ministry agenda as an avenue to honor God, share or minister the word through Christ-centered music, disciple people, raise up godly leaders. parang a mission namin for the...
I'm sorry, again, can you...
To honor God and make disciples and see the nation worship God. Kasi po sa Santa Rosa, people come and go. So mostly po ng mga ministers namin go out of the country. Lahat sila palabas. So by training them and equipping them, we can see in the future na people would worship kasi they are raised up as godly leaders wherever they go na mano nila. So sa congregation naman po, we let the people know whom they worship, why they worship, and how to worship.
So okay. Yun lang po yung, so meron kayong vision then for the congregation?
Mission namin.
Mission niya for the congregation. Yeah, so with that's unique for you, for Santa Rosa, because transient yung tao, and maraming internationals din sa area ninyo eh. Yung mga sa, ano tawag doon? Export zones, yeah. So, did you just do that now or matagal nyo nang ginagamit? You can start solidifying that and start communicating that to your key leaders and then your ministry. You talk about it and this is what we're about, that why we go up on stage and why we engage people, why we're reaching out, not just in singing. Kasi parang platform natin is the singing eh. That means... they know us already when we approach them. I know you. You sang the song. Ganyan. So, okay. Engage na yan. So, that's one thing that we can start doing in our ministry. So, as we start with the vision, it produces action. All right. Thank you. Next. Alabangers.
This is good kasi I was reading about a book on leadership and to be able to cast and complete and have a vision in completion is really to have that burden on us. Because I said, without that burden on us, we wouldn't be able to really see the needs of a particular group or a particular organization. So, sabi ko kay Ray, ano ba mga burden natin? Ano mga kailangan ba natin ayusin? So, eto na si Ray.
Yun, parang si Guy lang to. Parang si Guy lang to. Isang mag-isip. Oh. Mga artist talaga, oh.
Well, actually, ang... I'm hearing out yung si Santa Rosa kasi the south is actually a place wherein it's an isolated place. People go there should have a reason to go there, and that's the reason why in time again it's a challenge that we know that God is a victor over, definitely, but right now God is really going to provide us musicians and singers. As of now, we are really in lack, so much so that even our vision, even in our vision and key standards, it is placed already there. Now, after we're just having our nasa strat plan season kami ngayon. Ito yung AGO namin, yung parang key standard and vision namin. AGO is aims, goals, and objective. Okay, this is not congregation based. This is ministry based. Ministry based. To attract skilled musicians and raise them up as skilled worship, as equipped worshipers, meaning to say discipled worshipers, through gospel-centered, disciple-based training in musical and worship leading performance. Because in fact, in truth, you do not get volunteers as worship leaders. You only can only get musicians and singers. And once you disciple them, then they become worship leaders. Okay? Aligned to the vision and evolution of worship leading principles that are being upheld by the movement. The reason why we say this as well is because Alabang is a mixture of the oldies, of the pioneers, and the very new ones. And we would like to gather them all into have the evolution of our worship. And thank God to Pastor for what he has, what Pastor Paul is doing for us. Ito yung in-evolve niya sa atin eh. Our mission state, that's the key standard, okay? Again, tapos na ako. To attract skilled musicians and raise them up as equipped worshipers through gospel-centered, discipleship-based training in musical and worship-leading performance aligned to the vision and evolution of worship-leading principles that are upheld by the movement. Our mission statement, ito yung take-home nila. Music as a tool, Jesus is the goal. Yun yung binibigay namin sa kanila.
Okay, so that's the vision in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Music as a tool, Jesus is the goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Sige. Medyo nawala lang ako ng konti doon sa wording nung ano, masyadong professional eh. So
pero yung ano, yung mission statement, yun yung pinaka-elementary niya.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. So at least we have something to work on. Exil, okay na ba 'yun sa'yo? Oh, balik ka na sa Mike.
I always start with the why do we exist and ano, bakit ba natin ginagawa ito? It's still parang ang yeah, una-una this is worship and this is serving people. And okay. That's it, worship and serving people. And genuine worship, there's siyempre dapat genuine worship.
Okay, put that into specific words. If that's what you know in your heart, you're all about, put it in specific words, simple English. Yeah. That's the vision. Now if you can't do that, start with that, the key standards.
Sige.
And you need to communicate that.
Yes.
Kasi nagbabago yan eh. Mm. If you don't write it down, you'll just communicate what you feel like when you feel like it. And you'll be communicating different things. Because if they catch on to the vision that we're all about excellent musicians and disciple makers in Victory Nova, oy, sinasabi ko yun pero hindi ako part ng Victory Group. Mm. I should be part of a Victory Group. Sila na mismo yun, that they catch on the vision. And we need to communicate that. Again, we're not managers. Managers just manage the day-to-day. Kuha ka ng tao, line up ng songs, make the chords, do this. Napagod tayo, nabayaran na tayo, nasweldohan tayo, bam, till the next month. Tingnan natin kung hanggang kailan natin kaya gawin yon. But if we're casting the vision, people catch on to it. I want to be part of this. I can do this with you, Exil. Kuya Exil, kaya ko to. I can help you. Let's do this. Let's produce more discipled worshipers, and then you'll see your numbers grow. Really, it's not hindi porke tayo yung hired. It's upon us. That's not the how discipleship works. It's hindi si Jesus yung God sa kanya na lahat. You put it. Nilagay niya responsibility sa 11 uneducated men. That's how we do it. So we cast the vision and let them catch on to the vision and help us make them partners in the ministry. Okay, Pastor Joel.
I just want to add something lang dun sa ano yung organizational ano niyo, which is good. That's very good. I need that also. And another thing that I just want to add to that is the importance of faith also, because no matter how sincere you are in planning all those things, but at the end of the day, it's always God who will provide. That's why I love that scripture that says, "My God shall supply all our needs." Well, it talks about finances, but of course, God is the one who are the supplier of everything. So my God shall supply all our needs according to the riches of Christ Jesus. So not according to our ability, not according to our wherever you are, to our background, but always according to the riches of Christ Jesus. The reason I am talking to you like this, because faith will always go from glory to glory. In fact, the Bible says that faith from the beginning until the end. So, especially, matitest nyo yan pag dumarating kayo sa point na parang ako lang lahat na gumagawa dito. Ah. May mga challenges sa atin, especially sa inyo sa Nova, or especially if you are in the provinces. Parang sa Maynila kasi maraming ano dyan. Yun yung mga excuse nila. But you know what? God is God. That's why I always challenge them. Do you think God can provide even in Tawi-Tawi if God put you there? Of course, He'll provide. I mean, I'm not saying, the point of what I'm saying, wherever you are, whatever your heart for God, God will always provide. So, kailangan ganun tayo ka-aggressive sa faith natin. So, that's why the thing about being organizational is it helps me what to pray. It helps me what to ask the Lord. For example, finances. Sa finances, kung hindi ko sinusulat yung mga needs ko, or if I didn't know the budget, Hindi ko alam kung anong kakailanganin ko. So now, na I wrote everything, all the things, now I know kung anong ipagpipray ko. So this time also, faith will always connect with your or being organization. Kaya don't despise yung tinuturo ni Gilbert. Kasi talaga nakakonect yun eh. The reason you don't have faith, because you are not organized. Ganun naman yun eh. So the reason you have faith, because you are very organized. Alam mo kasi kung ano yung ipagpipray nyo. Okay?
Thank you, Pastor Joel. Yun lang, sinabi ni Pastor Joel confirms yung how we behave. We're missional, relational, spiritual, and professional. Hindi lang tayo organizational, but also spiritual. It's always look for the balance. Kung spiritual na tayo, wala tayo organizational, chaos yan. And vice versa. Yun lang. So, yeah. So, I think this is enough. Vision casting is important for us as leaders. I think that's just my message for us tonight, today, that let's constantly be thinking about it, because that's we need to lead people. We can't lead people if we don't know where we're going. That's one big thing for us. And being busy does not mean that we're building for the future. We can be busy with the wrong things and not lead our people well. So, yun lang. To help us get from being burned out. And again, sabi ni Pastor Joel, kanina may nagsabi, si Marv, di ba? Yes, tama ka. The vision comes from God. We need to hear from God so that we can give something to our people. That's another important thing about vision casting. It has to be from God. That I know this vision is from God. Alam mo, niloloko ka lang namin. Totoo yun. The vision that I'm casting to you, that I'm pushing, discipleship, worship leading, excellence, it's a vision from God. Yes. Yan. Tapos lastly, let's keep talking about it. Over-communicate. That will produce clarity. It will be clear with our people that I'm here to worship and also be a disciple. All right? Okay. So Pastor Joel, can you close us in prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you have done today. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for, Lord, just visiting us here. And thank you for these precious people that you have called, Lord. You promise in your word that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So therefore, Lord, we have that confidence today to do the best and to be great in everything that we are doing, because you are always with us. And we thank you. We just want to give you all the praise and glory, for you deserve all these things that we have experienced from day to day of just walking with you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.